Roachy, that's what we do. We do controversy. So
I know.
So
yeah, I listen every day. I know.
So give me something. So tell me this. How come John Papelbon's not controversial?
In what way?
In what way? They never gave him a contract. He's now a free agent. They traded for a closer. There's another young closer behind him. He's sort of been touchy about that thing in the past, whether it was Eric Gagne or Billy Wagner. Why is he not showing that sort of agitation now?
I think he to me, my opinion is he was humbled last year, and that he thought he was, you know, the greatest closer in the game along with Mariano Rivera, and you know, he realizes he's not. He's going to shut his mouth for the most part and get ready and have the greatest year of his life and go out and earn the contract that he wants to earn. And I think that's kind of the way that he's looking at things from the Papelbon point of view, which is different than everybody else out there. And I found it kind of funny that Terry Francona openly talked about the fact that he thinks it's a good thing that he's a free agent next year and that he's going to pitch, you know, for a contract. So with a lot of guys, the manager would say, you know, nothing like that. But he's like, hey, bring it on for Pap and motivate him, fire him up, get him angry, and go out and pitch. But, yeah, that's the reason why I don't think he's kind of talking much, because he's going to slowly but surely try to do it on the mound.
All right, Roach, let's get to the important stuff. How's Varitek look?
he actually looks in ridiculous shape.
Of course,
you know,
he is.
the best shape of his life.
Yeah,
you know?
But, heard that before.
But he was interesting today. I spoke to him for a long time and talked to him about Saltalamacchia and how Tech has become an extension of John Farrell to help Kurt Young. And, you know, he embraces it all. I mean, he's just happy. You can tell. He's in a good place right now. And he's excited to be a part of this team. And he thinks Saltalamacchia is going to be an outstanding catcher and has a lot of the same skills that he has. And I thought it was interesting that Josh Beckett talked today about the fact that Saltalamacchia looks like Tech, talks like Tech, acts like Tech after working with Gary Tucker all winter long. So it's all Tech all the time, Tony, to make you happy.
Okay, Roachy. So here's what I'm guessing. Okay, everybody's in great shape.
Everybody, yep, that's their career.
Yeah, everybody's going to do whatever the manager asks, and nobody's worried about their contract.
Yeah,
give them, you know, 3 or 4 months, and that'll all change. So I got to believe that noses are growing down there at like a meteoric rate.
Agreed. And, you know, the one guy I think is probably not happy and has every right to be so, or not, maybe not so much this year, is Wake. You know, I don't think he's too happy from the sense of
he's never happy.
I know. He wants to be a starting pitcher. I think that the biggest thing that I took out of today was the fact that I talked to Pedroia for a couple minutes this morning, just kind of saying, hey, and he's there every morning at 6:30 doing foot exercises. Which would make Rex Ryan happy, but at the same time, he's there earlier than everybody else. It's boring, it's monotonous, but he said it's just a pain in the neck, but I'm doing everything I can to get that foot ready. And he's going to play this year with the screw in and then maybe take it out next year. So if you want to put a controversy up or a red flag up, that's my red flag for watching this spring in this season to see what happens with Pedroia, who will try to go all out and play like he likes to play. I don't know if he can. I don't know if that foot will hold up over the course of the season with what's in there and a screw and how it was surgically repaired.
Listen to Roachy with his Rex Ryan joke.
Yeah, did you ask him if you could smell him?
Roachy, go grab us some controversy.